School closes down for the summer, but not every learner wants to stop learning. We'll focus on the art students who get some real meaning out of making art of any kind. There's money on the table in the Rogue Valley for them to continue learning through scholarships offered by Ashland High Arts Advocates. Paige Gerhardt is the executive director of the organization and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Paige. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be back.
So Ashland High Arts Advocates, I noticed that your acronym goes out to AHAA, exclamation point. Do you call it AHA?
Yes, we do. Isn't that fun?
It is. What is the history of the organization?
Yeah, so initially AHA began as an arts booster club in 1991 at Ashland High School, with a group of parents who wanted to support students interested in the arts. And as the club continued to grow and evolve, they made the decision in 2014 to become an official 501c3 nonprofit organization. And as a result, that's allowed us to expand our programming and services more, as well as apply for funding through grant foundations and whatnot. So it's been really beneficial since to become a nonprofit.
So from Booster Club, what have you morphed into? I mean, what's the main focus of AHA now?
Yeah, so our mission is to support and build equity in K-12 arts education in and around Ashland, and more importantly, really to just support students who are interested in the arts, to empower them to continue pursuing activities in the arts. Our biggest project, which is what I'm sure we'll talk about more in this interview, is our SAM project, which is Student Arts Mentorship. And essentially what we do is we partner with local artists, teachers, and the Ashland School District to match students with arts mentors outside of the classroom. And really this provides students with an additional opportunity to pursue more like one-on-one lessons, to try something new if they don't have the opportunity to do so in school, expand on their skills, all that great stuff.
So who is eligible for SAM program or scholarships through AHA?
Any student who's attending public school in Ashland. And we really try to prioritize students who are experiencing some sort of financial barrier. Maybe they have a specific learning need or they're a member of an underserved population. Really those students who maybe don't have the same access to pursue extracurricular arts programs because they cost money.
They do indeed. But there's a limit, though, to the scholarships that are provided by AHA, right?
Yeah, typically we offer scholarships of up to $250 to students, and we review applications and accept them on a rolling basis based on funds available. Unfortunately, we've been really successful in generating funds for our SAM project this year, so it'll be great to be able to reach more students who are wanting to participate in this project.
I noticed you put a news release out about the SAM program, and I don't recall seeing those in previous years. So you have an embarrassment of riches, not embarrassment, let's put it that way, but at least do you have more than you usually have?
Yeah, so we've definitely in this past year grown the SAM project in comparison to previous years. And part of that is that AHA used to be entirely volunteer-based up until last year when the board reached out to me, seeing if I'd be interested in joining the team. So a big part of my job as executive director is to source funding to not only like continue offering these programs, but to expand them so that we're able to reach more students. So not only sourcing funding, but the marketing aspect in sending press releases, connecting with other nonprofit organizations who are doing similar things. Right now, Creekside Strings is in Lithia Park doing music lessons, and we're helping support them. So really trying to broaden our reach so we can reach as many students as possible.
I had a chance to see Creekside Strings performing at the Green Show.
Yeah.
At the Shakespeare Festival last week. We're talking to Paige Gerhardt, the Executive Director of Ashland High Arts Advocates, talking about scholarship programs and things to keep people engaged with the arts and provide some funding for that. If you have some questions or comments, send an email along to jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned that the organization has changed in focus over the years. I'm curious, though, because of the age of it, back from the 90s, I mean, are there people on the board who might have actually been students who were some of the first people who got boosted by the original booster club that became AHA?
Yeah, so as far as I know, all of our members on the board weren't necessarily students at Ashland High School, but most of them have had students who attended Ashland High School or are currently, like, their students are attending. But students themselves, I have to pick all of their brains about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. It just seems like by now you've got a generation plus of people involved in this, and there might be some people who were helped originally by scholarships who are now on the giving end of this. But you talked about the work you have to do to go drum up money, which from having talked to you over the years through our old First Friday Arts segment and other venues and Oregon Fringe Festival and things like that, you're always connected to the arts somehow, so you have a lot of connections here. But are there a lot of bushes to beat to get arts funding?
Let me think of how to answer this question.
Well, I mean, who are the people you go to? You mentioned foundation money. There's always that. I know there's several organizations in Oregon statewide that label the funding round. But it sounds like you've got a fairly long contact list of people you can connect with to try to bring money in for the scholarships.
Yeah, so in addition to, you know, doing all the fun grant writing, we also, something that we're going to be relaunching again this year is an updated brochure that, like, highlights all of the great work that we're doing and encouraging people to support the work that we're doing. And from my understanding, in the past, we've sent that out to members in the community so that they can see what they're up to. So that's another way that, like, we connect with the community to receive additional funding. We also host our annual Winter Fine Arts Festival, which is a fundraiser for AHA and students from Ashland High School get to highlight what they're up to. There's a music performance, theater acts, the culinary arts program caters to all of the festivities. There's visual art exhibitions. So that's another great way that we get to connect with the community and share what we're all up to, as well as generate funding.
You mentioned culinary arts, which raises another question, because I noticed as I looked at the fields for which people can receive scholarships from AHA, that is one of them. There's textiles, there's photography, there's other stuff that you have a fairly broad definition of arts.
Yeah, and I think that's like part of what's so special about what we're doing, is that there isn't like these very strict limitations in terms of what can be defined as arts. There's culinary arts, fine arts, music, theater. So it really provides students the opportunity to like explore something new that maybe they're interested in, or passionate about, or if they're already doing it, then they can receive additional support.
But the scholarships we've been talking about are $250, and you stop there, right? I mean, if there's a difference, they pay the difference.
Typically it's $250 for students, and then they pay the difference unless there's some sort of special circumstance. We try to be as flexible and supportive as we can, while also, you know, making sure that we have some parameters so that we can support as many students as possible.
Paige Gerhard's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Executive Director of Ashland High Arts Advocates, which is AHA. You can join us with emails at jx@jeffnet.org. So how many people do you think you'll be able to help through the student arts mentorship this summer, the SAM program?
Yeah, our goal for this project is to reach at least 100 students through providing scholarships, and not necessarily just over the summer, but for the year. Mm-hmm. That would be incredible.
Do you have some sample stories of people who got scholarships in the past who've been able to make some use of what they got from AHA?
Yeah, so as I was putting together marketing materials for this project and perusing through materials, there was one student who specifically received a scholarship to pursue lessons over the summer, and they just emphasized that it was such an amazing opportunity because they were able to grow and focus on various music lessons that they've always enjoyed. And one of their dreams was to be able to play for the Oregon Youth Symphony. And so they, as a result of taking lessons over the summer, they just felt very prepared and enthusiastic about being able to keep working toward that goal. So that made me really happy to read that note. Mm-hmm.
Are you an artist yourself? I mean, for all the time I've talked to you as an arts organizer, I don't know that you actually have an art of your own.
Yeah, I enjoy dabbling in watercolor painting. I get asked that question so much. And as much as I enjoy painting at home or outside, I really my passion is getting to collaborate with others to support their creative endeavors. I just enjoy talking to people, collaborating with people, helping them achieve their creative dreams. So, yes, I do enjoy painting. Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. So you can relate as well, I'm sure. I mean, having some kind of art in a young person's life can make a huge difference in, everything in their lives.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's similar to any extracurricular activity or hobby, whether it's sports or hiking or whatever, being able to support having art in a student's life, not only does it benefit their mental and emotional well-being, but it also translates into the classroom, studies have shown, in terms of more motivation, improved test scores, better attendance, all that good stuff. If students are having fun at school,
then that's
the ideal situation.
Yeah, I still well remember Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam saying if he didn't have music in his life in high school, he might not be alive. I mean, it's a strong statement, but not a soul one either.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people who said that sort of thing. So so give us the final wrap-up here in our minute to go. What if people are interested in getting scholarships from Ashland High Arts Advocates, what do they do?
Yeah, so if you're interested in applying for a scholarship and you know what you want to apply for, you can visit our website at www.ashlandarts.org. And if you're someone who's interested or maybe doesn't know what you want to apply for funding for, but you want to do something creative over the summer, you can drop me an email at paige.gerhard@ashlandarts.org, and I'd be more than happy to chat with you about how we can be supportive.
Okay, but the place to go one way or the other is ashlandarts.org.
Yeah, most
Ashland
definitely.
High Arts Advocates. Quick question. We're almost out of time, but between Oregon's tight school budget for the biennium and what's going on federally, do you see some potential funding issues for arts down the road?
Yeah, that's always tricky. As with any budget cuts, I'm sure that the arts will be impacted to some degree or another. And our goal is to just be able to provide as much support as possible to teachers and students and schools as these unfortunate changes happen, if they happen, and whatever capacity they do happen. So,
okay, more to come, obviously. Ashland High Arts Advocates, AHA, run by Paige Gerhard, the executive director. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, thank you for having me.